Luke 24, verses 46 and 47. This is what is written, and so it must be. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. We celebrated Easter 2 weeks ago, but the joy of Christ's resurrection continues to fill our hearts. What a message! From the beginning of time, God promised a Savior for his fallen people. Prophecies throughout the ages have described this rescuer and what he would do. Our verses review the facts. God's anointed one would suffer, die, and rise to life on the third day. The message of repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in Jesus' name to all nations. And here we are, about 2,000 years after prophecy has been fulfilled in Christ, confessing our sins and rejoicing in forgiveness through our living Savior. What is recorded in God's book always happens. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our prayer from there is a prayer for that. Living Lord and risen Savior, accept my alleluias and increase my joy that comes from knowing that you have risen from the dead. Use me to spread the message of forgiveness that many will repent and believe that you are their Savior too. Amen.